the glories of Srila Abhiram Gopal Thakur. So Prabhuji, I hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you very much for giving this opportunity to be able to discuss the glories of Sri Abhiram Gopal Thakur. If we have some time, we will also discuss the glories of Sri Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. This is in series of the biographies of the Vaishnava Acharyas. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So all these the glories of different Vaishnava Acharyas is very, very important for us to hear, so we can learn from their lives how they dedicated their lives for the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dedicated their lives for improving and enhancing their sadhana, especially what was their mood and attitude while they were living their life. And we should cultivate the similar attitude and mood. So we are talking about Sri Abhiram Gopal Thakur today, with his kind permission. Even though we are not qualified to speak on such a great soul, we'll try, for the pleasure of devotees, we'll try a little bit to reach, to just like a dwarf tries to reach the moon. Sri Abhiram Gopal Thakur, he was also known as Sri Ramadas. He was especially a great devotee of Lord Nityananda, and we'll know the reason in a few minutes. Just like there are Sakhis, Radharani Sakhis, similarly, there is the Sakhas of Lord Nityananda. And they are very, very, like even Lochan Das Thakur, he was also actually a parshad of Lord Nityananda. And on the order of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he became a great acharya and a preacher of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. He became a very, very influential personality, so much so that atheists and blasphemers were very much afraid of him. He was personally empowered by Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and so he was always in ecstasy and was very kind to all the fallen souls. But he was a little bit out of the ordinary. His activities were very much out of the ordinary, just like Lord Nityananda. And it is said that if he offered obeisances to any stone other than a Shaligram Shila, it would immediately burst into pieces. According to Gaura Ganodesh Deepika in Krishna Leela, he was Sridhama. Sridhama was one of the 12 prominent boy cowherd friends of Krishna. And one time, Lord Nityananda, he went to Vrindavan. And there in Vrindavan, he went to perform the parikrama of Sri Giriraj Govardhan. And he came to a particular cave, outside a particular cave. And he shouted from outside that cave, "Abhiram! Abhiram!" And all the devotees were looking here and there who were passing by. There was no devotee who was traveling with Lord Nityananda, but they were looking here and there, the passers-by. And he shouted, "Abhiram! Abhiram!" And then suddenly the earth shook. Doom! Doom! And from inside the cave came a huge personality. He was like 17, 18 feet tall. And he was dressed like a prince, but his clothes were all ragged. And Nityananda Prabhu, he said, "Abhiram, I am Balaram." And Abhiram Thakur, "Sridham, I am Balaram." Sridham looked at him. He said, "What? You cannot be Balaram." And Nityananda Prabhu said, "Yes, I am Balaram, and I know that you are Sridham." Actually, what had happened was that in Krishna Leela, Krishna and his associates, Krishna and Balaram, were playing together along with the 12 prominent cowherd boyfriends. And Abhiram was in Balaram's team. And Balaram said that "Sridham, you go and you hide in this cave. And don't come out until I tell you to." And then Balaram just went on, and so many days passed. Balaram did not ask Abhiram to come out, nor did Sridham thought that I should come out. And then days, years, decades, centuries passed. And then when Balaram came as Lord Nityananda, he came to outside the Giriraj cave and he said, he called Sridham out. But Sridham wouldn't believe how Balaram was very tall. Balaram was, "You don't look like Balaram." And Lord Nityananda said, "Well, I am Balaram and this is Kali Yuga going on. And you've been staying here since Dwapar Yuga. So you don't know what has happened. The height of the living entities has reduced. In your age, the heights used to be, average height used to be really high. Now the average height is reduced. And Krishna has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have come as Balaram to deliver all the fallen souls. So come with me." And Sridham said, well, how can I believe that you are Balaram? You're the same Balaram. And Lord Nityananda said, look, how do you want me to prove? So Sridham said, let's have a race around Giriraj Govardhan. And whoever wins, only I know that only Balaram could defeat me. If you can defeat me in this race around Govardhan Hill, then I will accept that you are none other than Balaram. So he said, all right, let's have a running race. And both of them ran, Sridham and Nityananda Prabhu. And they ran all the miles across Govardhan Hill. Then, in the end, Nityananda Prabhu won. And Sridham was shocked. How is that possible? I am not defeated by anyone. I win with everyone except Balaram. You must be Balaram. So why did you take so long to call me? You asked me to stay in the cave. I never came out. So he said, okay, now I've come to take you, and you come with me to Bengal. And Nityananda Prabhu manifested his plow or the hull. And he extended his plow and pulled around his shoulder and pulled him down. And Sridhama, he came to the size of the Kali Yuga human beings. And Nityananda Prabhu said, you come with me and your name will be Abhiram Gopal Thakur. And that's how he came along with Lord Nityananda to Bengal. And he lived in a place called Khanakula Krishnanagara. Even now, we can visit this Khanakula Krishnanagara if we take the Howrah station. It's very near the Howrah station to Amta in the Hooghly district of Bengal. It's near the bank of Khana River. There is a temple of Abhiram Thakur. And because it's a town with a Krishna temple, it's also called Krishna Nagara. And because it is in the banks of Khana, it's called Khanakula. Khanakula Krishna Nagara. And just outside the temple is a Bakula tree. It's called the Siddha Bakula Kunja. This was the tree under which Abhiram Thakur used to like sitting and chanting. One day, a deity of Gopinath appeared to Abhiram Gopal in a dream and informed Abhiram Gopal that I want to manifest myself in Khanakula Krishnanagara. I'm buried inside the earth, and Krishna, Gopinath, in his dream, ordered Abhiram Gopal to excavate him. He gave him the exact coordinates, the location where he can be found, and asked Abhiram Gopal to inaugurate the worship. Abhiram Gopal went to that place where the Lord had indicated he would be found, and he began excavation. After digging for some time, he found the enchanting deity of Sri Gopinath. This place where this discovery was made is now called as Ramakunda, because he was called as Ramadas. Abhiram Gopal Thakur was called Ramadas, short of Abhirama. Now is called Ramakunda, and there's a small lake there, And this is also confirmed in Bhakti Ratnakar by Narahari Sarkar Thakur. He says, after having excavated the Gopinath Diti, all the devotees headed by Ramdas or Abhiram Gopal, they bathed in the sacred rivers of Kunda near the spot where the deity has been found. From that day, the Kunda became famous as Ramakunda. Whoever bathes there becomes free from repeated birth and death. Now, Abhiram Gopal is none other than Sri Dham, and he was one day overwhelmed with the ecstasy of Sakyaras. And he had a desire to play the flute of a cowherd boy. And in this way, since he was intoxicated by the bliss of Krishna Prema, he began searching all the four directions for a suitable flute. As he searched through the forest for a suitable instrument, all at once he saw before him a big log. The log was so huge that 16 men together could not move it. Abhiram Gopal grabbed hold of that log and he turned it into a flute. He lifted it up and started playing it like a flute. In fact, even Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Ramdas was one of the principal branches of Nityananda branch of the Chaitanya tree of bhakti. He was full of Sakya Prema, love of Krishna, saturated with the mellow of friendship. He once picked up a log that 16 men couldn't lift and used it as a flute. Such was the glories of Sri Abhiram Gopal Thakur. Sri Abhiram Thakur, he also was very, very prominently known for a whip that he had. This was a bull whip, which was imbued with divine power. This bull whip was, the name was Jaya Mangal. Whoever was struck with this whip of Jaya Mangal, he became filled with Krishna Prema. One day, Srinivas Acharya came to take darshan of Abhiram Gopal. And at that time, Abhiram Gopal touched him three times with Jaya Mangal. And Malini, who was Abhiram Gopal Thakur's wife, she said, "My lord, please do not touch him again. Calm yourself. Srinivas is only a boy. If you touch him again, he will lose consciousness in Krishna Prema." So Srinivas Acharya, we discussed about him last time. He came in contact with the whip of Abhiram Thakur and he became filled with Krishna Prema. So we pray that we also can get in touch with the Jaya Mangal whip of Abhiram Thakur. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu to preach in Bengal, he sent Abhiram Gopal and Gadadhar Das. These were two associates of Lord Nityananda. We'll also speak about Gadadhar Das in a short while. And simply upon seeing Abhiram Gopal, atheists and blasphemers would flee in terror. That's why he was sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with Nityananda Prabhu to preach in Bengal. He was a wonderful scholar. He was very well versed in all the scriptures. In fact, his disappearance day and appearance day is very much celebrated by thousands of devotees in Kanakula, Krishna Nagara. There is not much known about Abhiram Thakur, but we can understand that Sri Abhiram Thakur had that vision of how to surrender to Krishna, how to serve Krishna. He was one of Krishna's personal associates. He was Balaram's personal associate. He was Lord Nityananda's personal associate. So it's very important for us to know from such great souls how we should execute our Krishna consciousness, how, in what direction we should make that effort in self-realization, in Krishna consciousness. Just like we may work very hard, but if you are working hard in the wrong direction, if you are working hard in a way, in the opposite direction of where we are supposed to, then we will not make any spiritual progress. So therefore, we must understand from authorities, the lives of the authorities, the examples of the authorities, the instructions of the authorities, how we should work hard in Krishna consciousness. One time, there was a giant ship, and the engine of this giant ship failed to start. The owners of the ship were very much worried, and many experts, they could not help. So they brought in an old man. This old man, all his life, all he did was just spend time with engines of ships. And this old man had a large bag of tools with him. And the two owners came to watch the man doing his fixing. And after looking at things, now so many people had come and experts had come, no one was able to help. But this old man, he looked at different things. He took out a hammer from his bag and he just gently tapped at some place. And then he asked, now start the engine. And woo, 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 the engine started. The engine was fixed. And then the person left and the old man left. And a week later, the owners received a bill. And when they saw the bill, their eyes just opened wide. What? $10,000? The owners were shocked. And then they wrote him a letter. He said, this is, you just tapped a hammer. And just for tapping a hammer, $10,000? Send us an itemized bill with each item. Where does this $10,000 come from? So the old man, he sent the owners the itemized bill. He said, hammer tapping, $2. Knowing where to tap the hammer, $9,998. So with this, we understand that it's important to make an effort, but it's also important to know where exactly to make the effort. Where to make an effort makes all the difference in self-realization. If we can serve the devotees, please the devotees, if we can use our effort in pleasing the devotees of the Lord becomes very, very pleased with us. This is the secret that all the acharyas tell us by their instructions and by their lives. So we have some more time. We will also discuss about the glories of Sri Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he was actually a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he was the godbrother of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said that Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was akinchana. Akinchana means free from all material attachments and possessions. He did not have any ego. Prabhupada himself said that he was akinchana and paramhamsa, like a swan-like pure devotee. Because Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was attached only to chanting the holy name of Krishna. He was born in Bangladesh, which is now East Bengal, and he began Krishna consciousness when he was in college. And then after that, he joined Gaudiya Math and took initiation from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And when he joined the Gaudiya Math, his only engagement was chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra day and night. And his godbrothers complained to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that this devotee, he's joined new, he should perform some service. Instead of performing services, he just sits and chants Hare Krishna day and night. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, if you can chant day and night, I will do all your services. If you can chant like Krishna Das, I will do all your services. So stop discouraging him, encourage him to chant, and you should follow his example too. And then he said, place an ad in the newspaper saying, we invite all sincere men who are willing to chant Krishna's name day and night to join the Gaudiya Math. We will take care of your staying arrangements, lodging arrangements, of your food and everything else. All you have to do is come and just chant. And so the devotees did put this ad in the newspaper. A few men came, they chanted for 1 day, 2 days, a week, and after that they left. Because it's not easy to chant day and night, every day. And but Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, he was still there. He continued chanting day and night. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati then told his disciples, see, it's not easy. So many people came, they chanted for some time, and they left. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati ordered the devotees that you should give all facilities to Akinchan Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj and follow his example of chanting. Then Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, he would continuously chant Hare Krishna, and while chanting he started traveling. He traveled, he spent most of his time in Mayapur and Vrindavan, and he was very fond of repeating the last instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam. Always chant Krishna's holy name and offer obeisances to the Lord. Before singing, this is his example. Before he would start singing kirtan, which he liked, he would always glorify the previous acharyas. And that's what we are trying to do today. Of course, we are glorifying the acharyas after we are chanting and on this call, but that's also good. One time when Srila Prabhupada, he was getting sannyas initiation in Mathura, Akinchan Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj was performing kirtan, and Srila Prabhupada told him to chant more. And when Akinchan Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj heard that how attached Srila Prabhupada is to chanting, Krishna Das realized that Srila Prabhupada would lead a worldwide Hare Krishna movement. And when remembering Srila Prabhupada, Krishna Das would often say that your spiritual master is the greatest spiritual master who has ever existed, more than any spiritual master. He has done more miracles and more work than anyone before. Why? Because no other spiritual master was such a great servant of the holy name. And he took the holy name all over the world. That is the reason he is the greatest spiritual master who has ever existed. This is how he would remember Srila Prabhupada. Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, one time Bibi Govinda Maharaj, Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj, he remembers that Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj would never accept any honor, would never accept any gifts. He would only accept Mahaprasadam garlands. And if you give them Mahaprasad garlands, he would wear it, smell it, honor it, and then immediately remove them, saying, I'm not worthy for such an honor. I honored the garland, and I should not wear it. Near the end of his life, a very reputable doctor examined his heart. And as they were putting the stethoscope on his heart, the doctor was surprised, along with several other witnesses. Instead of hearing the normal heartbeat, lub-dub, 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 they actually heard the Maha Mantra, which was vibrating from within Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj's heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. His heart was always chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The soul was always chanting. So we should pray to Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj for blessings of attraction for chanting the holy name of Krishna. Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was a very close friend of Srila Prabhupada and a great well-wisher of his disciples also. Whenever devotees, Prabhupada's disciples, would ask him questions, he would answer in just one way. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the only answer he would give. If devotees would ask him, what is our Siddha Swarupa in the spiritual world? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If we have to, how do we identify our spiritual master? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's not that he did not know these answers, and it's not like he was very highly educated, and he was very fluent in both English and Bengali, in Bangla. But he would mostly keep chanting Hare Krishna, and he would say, this is the answer to all the questions. If you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, this knowledge will be revealed to you from within. And he was so humble. If a devotee would offer him obeisances and ask Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, please give me your mercy. Babaji Maharaj would say, no, you please give me mercy. I need it more. And in this way, he was always absorbed in hearing and chanting Krishna's holy names. He did not have any disciples. He did not take any disciples. But he was very dear to all devotees of the Lord. And wherever he would go, whichever ashram, whichever Gauriya Math, later one Gauriya Math became 64 Gauriya Maths, but wherever he would go, he was very warmly received by all his godbrothers. He was always jolly. Whatever was happening, he would just respond by saying, Hare Krishna, and then he'll chuckle slightly or he would laugh. So this is something which, these qualities are very, very attractive because these are qualities of the soul. He liked to play Mridanga. Whenever, despite his old age and his frail body, whenever he picked up a Mridanga to glorify Krishna, he would play the drum with masterful expertise. He would sing intense devotional concentration. And his voice started expressing deep inner feelings for love of Krishna. And then he would wander around Vrajamandala visiting the places of Krishna's pastimes while playing kirtan on Mridanga. He would go to different places in Vrajamandala. He would sit down at one place and chant kirtan with tears of ecstatic love in his eyes. One day some devotees brought him to Pavan Sarovar in Nandagram to spend his last days absorbed in bhajana. And devotees who were caring for him, they asked him, can you please give us any last instruction? And guess what Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj said? He just laughed and he said, "My only instruction is to chant Hare Krishna. That's all there is. Nothing else. Very simple." In fact, the last recorded instruction of Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj is in a small song book in which he kept notes. There were Vaishnava songs printed on it, but he would have this book with him, and he would write his notes on that book, on that song book. And he made this last entry before leaving this world. He said, "Chanting the holy name of Krishna is the true nectar. The holy name is like honey. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." He also came when Srila Prabhupada was very sick in Vrindavan. He came there to see Srila Prabhupada, to take darshan of Srila Prabhupada. And when Akichan Das Babaji Maharaj came, Srila Prabhupada sat up a little bit. And Babaji Maharaj said, "No, no, no, please, please take rest." And then he held his hand. And they both started talking in Bangla for hours together. And then one of the devotees who was serving Srila Prabhupada, he was there, and he said, at one point, I didn't understand what they were saying, but at one point, they were just saying, "Tadera charana hoy bhakta sanevas." And Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj started laughing. And then Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj started saying, "Tadera charana hoy bhakta sanevas." And Srila Prabhupada would laugh. And both of them were continuously chanting this line from Narottam Das Thakur's Kirtan. And they were laughing and laughing like two little boys. Which means to take shelter of the previous acharyas. Bhakta sanevas. We should stay in the association of devotees, taking shelter. Tadera charana. And this is how they exemplified Krishna consciousness. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, his samadhi, sorry, Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, his samadhi is in Nandagram at Pavan Sarovar in the Gaudiya Math temple at Sri Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Sthali. And he was so attracted to Krishna's holy names and to hear Krishna's pastimes. This is a common trait in all the previous acharyas. They are so attracted to hearing and chanting. In fact, even Krishna was attracted to his own pastimes. When it was said that there is a beautiful verse in Krishna Karnamrita of how Krishna hears his own pastimes. Krishna hears the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra from Mother Yashoda. Ramo nama babhuva ham tat abalasite tiham tam pitur vacha panchavati vane nivasatas tasya harad ravanah krishna yeti puratinam nijakatham akarnya matritritam saumitre kvadhanur dhanur dhanuriti vyagragira pantuva. This verse in Padyavali, it says that one time Mother Yashoda was telling Krishna about the pastime of Lord Ram, and she would say, "There was once a king named Rama." And Krishna would say, And then his wife was Sita. "Yes." "On the order of his father, Rama lived in the Panchavati forest, and there Ravana kidnapped Sita." And Krishna would just be on the bed listening to Mother Yashoda with his hands on his cheek, on his chin. And he would just say, just like a little boy hearing some stories. And as Lord Krishna, he heard his mother narrate his own activities performed in ancient times. He suddenly called out in between, "Lakshmana, where is my bow? Where is my bow? Get my bow." And this verse, it ends by saying that Saumitre kva dhanur 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 iti vyakra gira pantuvaha. I pray these alarmed words of Lord Krishna may protect us all. We also see that Lord Rama listened to Ramayana narrated by his children Lava and Kusha in his own court. At that time he was sitting alone in his elevated throne, and he saw that all people sitting down, they were relishing the katha. They were patting each other and laughing. So he slowly sneaked down and sat along with the common men and started enjoying. Such is the love to relish Krishna's own pastimes. Even in the Ramayana, we see that when Vishwamitra, who is also known for his angry disposition, becomes a changed personality, and with great love and affection, he narrates the stories associated with all the ashramas in the forest when Rama and Lakshmana accompanied him. In Ramayana, it states that staying comfortably in the precincts of Kama heritage, then that virtuous sage Vishwamitra, the eminent sage, delighted the delightful princes with delighting stories. So in this way, if Krishna himself hears to his own pastimes, he is setting an example how we should hear Krishna's pastimes. He is not setting an example of how we should hear our own pastimes. Because someone may say, oh, Krishna would listen to his own pastimes, so we can also hear our own pastimes. No, no, no. Krishna is hearing his own Krishna is hearing the Lord's pastimes. We should also hear the Lord's pastimes. And in this way, we can perfect our life simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When Hanuman, he went to Ashok Vatika, he could see everything. And Narada, he told Hanuman, later when Narada met Hanuman, he said, "You're not a devotee." And Hanuman said, "Why? Why do you say so?" Narada said, "Because you burnt the whole of Lanka in anger. You were overcome by anger. That's why." Hanuman said, "Nope. I burnt only the houses where the name of Krishna was not chanted. And therefore I burnt all the houses, but there was one house which I protected and did not burn, because from that house the holy name of Rama was coming out. That was the house of Vibhishana. I want to meet that particular devotee who was chanting the name of Lord Rama. When I saw that in Lanka the name of Lord Rama was chanted, I understood that this is a omen which tells us that soon the name of Lord Ram will capture Lanka and will become victorious." Thank you very much. We will end here. Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments, we can take now.
Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you for the wonderful class again. I missed around 1 or 2 minutes session in between, so I didn't understand the connection between Abhiram Das Gopal and Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. How are they connected? Maybe you already explained this.
No, they're not connected. I just ended the glories of Abhiram Thakur early. So we said that we can also hear the glories of Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Okay. Abhiram Gopal Thakur was associate of Lord Nityananda. He came 500 years before Akinchan Das Babaji Maharaj, because Akinchan Das Babaji Maharaj was the associate of, was a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and a dear godbrother of our Srila Prabhupada.
Okay, but thank you very
but
much.
But in their, the only connection is in their example that they set of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam, all close to Srila Prabhupada. Very nice pastime, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I was just wondering that if you could tell one pastime of Srila Sanatan Goswamiji, because today is his disappearance day. It would be very nice.
Oh, this today disappearance day of Srila... Yes, Sanatan Goswami. Yes, we have discussed about Sanatan Goswami earlier also, and he was the elder brother of Srila Rupa Goswami, and both Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they were Prime Minister and Finance Minister under the Nawab Hussain Shah. And then they met Lord Chaitanya and there in Ramkeli, and their lives changed. They were known as Dabir Khas and Sakara Malik. But then when they came after the Lord visited Ramkeli, they were freed from their bondage, and they renounced everything for Lord Gauranga's service. And Lord Chaitanya, he ordered Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami to move to Vrindavan and perform four services. First, uncover Lord Krishna's pastime places. Second, install deities and arrange for their worship, deity worship. Third, compile bhakti scriptures based on Lord Chaitanya's teachings. And fourth, propagates the rules of devotional life. So they moved to Vrindavan, and before they came to Vrindavan, Vrindavan was not a very known place. Only 500 years ago, it has become very well known. Only very few confidential devotees would know that this is the place where Krishna appeared. It was not how we know Vrindavan right now, that it's a huge, that it's a place, there are so many pastimes, places and all of that. Everything was hidden. 5,000 years ago, Krishna came. When he left, then slowly, slowly, people knew Krishna used to live in Vrindavan, but where is Vrindavan? People were not sure about. And they would know Mathura, but not that. But 500 years ago, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he actually identified the places of different pastimes. This is Radha Kunda. This is where Shama Kunda was. And then the six Goswamis, especially Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they went and excavated those places, made temples around, and under their inspiration, all these 5,000 temples in Vrindavan came up. Because they were instructed, uncover Krishna's pastime places in Vrindavan, install deities. So Sanatan Goswami, his deity was the, you know, Rupa Goswami was Radha Govinda, and Sanatan Goswami's deity was Radha Madan Mohan, which are actually now found in a place near Jaipur, called Karoli, because they were originally in Vrindavan, but Aurangzeb and his followers, they came and they raided Vrindavan. So the Rajput kings, they said, send the deities here. The Mughal emperors won't come here. Aurangzeb cannot come here. So then they were transported to Jaipur. Radha Govinda deity is in Jaipur, and Radha Madan Mohan is in Karoli. And then they were asked to compile bhakti scriptures and Sanatan, and also to propagate the rules of devotional service. So Sanatan Goswami has written a book about Bhakti Pradipa. He has written several books about describing the rules and regulations. That's how we are actually doing the rules and regulations. All the deity worship rules and regulations, we should offer 7 times and then 4, 2, 3, and 7, and all the rituals that we perform during deity worship, they are all by Sanatan Goswami. Actually, Sanatan Goswami, he would beg some wheat flour every time. And it's called anakoli. Anakoli is you take atta, wheat flour, roll it into a ball, add a touch of Yamuna water, and drop it in coal. And then when it would come out, this bati, which is salt-free and without anything, he would offer to his deity, Madan Mohan. And one time, Madan Mohan himself, the deity, came to Sanatan Goswami and said, "Sanatan Goswami, this is too austere. You give me this anakoli, and there is no salt. At least put some salt." And Madan Mohan used to love that anakoli because it was given with so much love and care. But it was very simple. And he would complain to Sanatan Goswami, "At least put some salt." And then Sanatan Goswami told Madan Mohan, "Look, I'm a mendicant. I cannot take care of deity like you. If you want to be with me, this is all you'll get. Because I just take you around." And he just had a cloth bag in which he would hang the deity under a tree. He would sit under a tree, chant Hare Krishna, write his scriptures, and he would hang the deity on the tree in the bag. And he said, "That's all I can do. I can't afford. Now you're asking salt. Then if I give you salt, tomorrow you'll ask, give some ghee, and then you'll ask all these different kinds of sweets. I can't afford all that. If you want to be with me, just this is all I can give you." And the Madan Mohan deity said, okay, it's fine. Don't worry, I won't ask for salt anymore." And so in this way, this went on. But one time, a big merchant came. His ship actually got lost. And he came here to Vrindavan and to Yamuna, through Yamuna. And he was very much influenced by Sanatan Goswami. And so he built this temple for Madan Mohan. Because he asked Sanatan Goswami, "What can I do for you?" And Sanatan Goswami said, "Look, for me, I'm fine. But Madan Gopal, my deity, he keeps complaining. He's not being worshipped properly. I worship him from my heart, but he wants... But, you know, I want that his elaborate deity worship be there." So then this temple of Madan Mohan, which is almost like an icon in Vrindavan Dham, was made. And it was the Radha Madan Mohan Mandir, established by Sanatan Goswami, was the first one that was opened in Vrindavan, even before the Radha Govinda Mandir and all the other temples that we see now. So this is, we can go on and on about the pastimes of Sanatan Goswami from his childhood to all the way till he wrote all the scriptures and came to Sri Vrindavan Dham. But it's I think in the interest of time, we'll end here.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for allowing us a glimpse into the lives of our acharyas every Friday morning. Thank you very much. Prabhu, I have two questions. First question is, you mentioned about the pastime of Srila Abhiram Gopal Thakur, that when Lord Nityananda went to Vrindavan and he was shouting outside the cave as Balram, that Sridham, Sridham, come out of the cave, and actually some person who was 17, 18 feet tall came out. So did Abhiram Gopal Thakur appear that way? He was not born from parents, or he was born from parents and, you know, that's how he was, but how did this pastime happen also? I was a little confused. So maybe I should just take it as, you know, transcendental pastime, that this is how it happened.
Yeah, it's a transcendental pastime. What I understand is that he was brought by Lord Nityananda from Govardhan to Bengal. He was pulled down to size.
Mm.
And then he came with him to Bengal. There is no known history of his parents.
Oh, okay. Really? Thank you, Prabhuji. And my second question is, like Rupa Goswami, he is Rupa Manjari. So who is Sanatan Goswami in Krishna Leela?
Yes. Sanatan Goswami, he is also one of the Manjaris. Let me...
So Prabhuji, was he Ananga Manjari?
Yeah, I have to just... he was... I'm just trying to remember. He was Rati Manjari. Yes, he was Rati Manjari, and also some people say Lavanga Manjari. Rati Manjari is Sanatan Goswami. Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. Gopal Bhatta Goswami is Ananga Manjari.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Dhanvad Pranam.
Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji, and very beautiful pastimes, Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. All right, so we'll end here. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha, kripa sindhubhya evacha, patitanam pavanebhyo, vaishnava.